Afghan authorities say a dual Australian citizen who was murdered in Afghanistan last week was targeted because he was an Australian. Syed Habib Massawi, who lived in Australia for more than a decade, was captured, tortured and then killed last week by the Taliban. At the time, he was returning to the capital after visiting relatives in Ghazni. And they told the ABC's been told that he was the only one pulled off the bus by Taliban militants. In the last week, Taliban fighters have killed more than 100 people in that area, beheading some as they capitalise on the withdrawal of Western troops and battle to gain control of the district. Tamina Ansari reports.
56-year-old Afghan-born Syed Habib Massawi lived in Sydney's west. He came to Australia by boat in 2000 and holds an Australian passport and citizenship. He grew up in Helmand Province in Afghanistan's south. In 2005, he brought his family to Australia. He returned to Afghanistan 3 months ago to visit relatives, but was killed while travelling from Ghazni province back to the capital, Kabul. His wife and four children are devastated. His son is 23-year-old Nemat Massawi.
What can I say? We're just shocked. The whole family is devastated. We can't believe it. I mean, I just spoke to my dad about a week and a half ago, and he was with family members, and he said he's going to call me back, and then I was waiting for his call, and then next thing I hear, he's been shot dead by Taliban 3 times. I just cannot believe it.
Afghanistan's deputy governor of Ghazni, Muhammad Ali Ahmadi, has confirmed the death and says the body of the Australian was found on the side of the road.
His hands were tied from the back and there were signs of beating and the bullets were clearly visible on his dead body. The murderers beat and tortured him before killing him. People in the area contacted us, so we ordered the district security chief to investigate. After an investigation, it became clear that the dead body belongs to Syed Habib, an Afghan-Australian who came to visit his family, but unfortunately they killed him in a non-humane manner.
Nemat Massawi and his family are trying to piece together exactly what happened, but it appears he was targeted.
Seems like it was all set up because they just stopped the bus on the way to Ghazni and then they just went straight to my dad and said, Syed Habib, they called him and then they pulled him out of the bus.
The deputy governor of Ghazni, Muhammad Ali Ahmadi, says he was targeted because he was Australian.
Of course, the reason is that he was an Afghan-Australian. He didn't do anything besides that. He didn't do anything wrong. He wasn't a criminal. He wasn't involved in government activities. The reason of his murder was very clear, that he was a dual citizen. He came from a country that the Taliban thinks is an infidel country.
In a statement, the Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade said the Australian embassy in Kabul is still trying to confirm the reports of the death of an Australian-Afghan dual national in Afghanistan. It says the area where these events reportedly occurred is contested by the Taliban and it will be difficult to obtain definitive and official confirmation of the man's death from the Afghanistan government, and consular officials are providing assistance to the man's family.
Tamina Asnari reporting.